All right, so buckle up, everybody, because we're about to take a deep dive into a topic that I know a lot of you have requested. Toughest subjects in aviation.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
We're going to be pulling some really fascinating insights straight from Mastering the Challenges of Aviation. And let me tell you, this book doesn't shy away from the complexities.
No, it doesn't.
So if you've ever wondered what it takes to truly conquer these concepts, whether you're thinking about a career in aviation or just have an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, this deep dive is for you.
You know, it's incredible to think about what we're going to cover. Aviation really does demand a unique blend of knowledge, skill, and just a touch of daring, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of daring, let's jump right into a subject that I always find mind-boggling. Aerodynamics. I mean, it's literally an invisible force that makes these massive metal birds soar through the sky.
It is amazing. It's all about understanding how the shape of an aircraft, especially the wings, interacts with the air. We're talking about creating forces like lift and drag. Lift is what counteracts gravity, you know, keeps the plane up there, and drag is the resistance it faces as it moves through the air.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's this constant interplay between lift and drag that determines how a plane flies.
Precisely.
But how do pilots actually control this delicate balance while they're up in the air?
Well, they use the control surfaces, things like the ailerons, elevators, and the rudder. These surfaces allow them to very precisely adjust the airflow over the wings and really kind of sculpt that air, as I like to say. But understanding how lift is generated in the first place requires grasping a key principle known as Bernoulli's principle.
Bernoulli's principle. That rings a bell from some long ago science class.
Right. It basically states that faster moving air creates lower pressure. So by designing the wing with a curved upper surface, the air traveling over it is forced to move faster than the air underneath.
Aha. I see where you're going with this.
Exactly. And that creates that lower pressure above the wing and higher pressure below it, leading to lift.
So it's like tricking the air into lifting the plane. It's brilliant.
It is.
You know, I've heard pilots talking about something called flow separation, and it sounds kind of scary. What exactly is that, and how do pilots deal with it when it happens?
Flow separation can be dangerous because it can lead to a stall.
A stall?
Yeah, that's when the smooth flow of air over the wing is disrupted. It usually happens when the angle of attack, the angle between the wing and the oncoming airflow gets too steep.
I see.
When that smooth airflow separates, lift is dramatically reduced and the aircraft can suddenly lose altitude. It can be a very hairy situation.
Oh, I bet. So how do pilots handle that?
Pilots undergo rigorous training to recognize the warning signs of a stall. They learn to recover quickly and safely by adjusting the aircraft's pitch and increasing engine power to regain that precious lift.
Wow, that sounds intense. It's not just about understanding the theory, it's about being able to react instinctively in a high-pressure situation.
Exactly. And that brings us to another complex system crucial for flight, the aircraft systems themselves.
Right. You've got electrical systems, hydraulics, pneumatics, not to mention the avionics, which is essentially the brains of the operation, right?
Right. Think of a modern aircraft as having millions of parts that all have to work together in perfect harmony.
That's mind-boggling.
Let's take the flight control system as an example. This system allows pilots to control every movement of the aircraft, turning, climbing, descending, landing. It's a complex dance of cables, pulleys, and hydraulic actuators that translate the pilot's input into precise movements.
Wow, that's incredible. So how does autopilot fit into all of this?
That's a great question. A lot of people think autopilot means the plane flies itself, but that's not quite accurate.
Right. I'm curious about that too.
Autopilot systems are sophisticated, sure. They can maintain altitude, heading, and even execute complex maneuvers, but they're there to assist the pilot, not replace them. Think of it like a really advanced co-pilot that never gets tired, but the pilot is still the one in command.
Oh, okay, so the pilot can always override the other pilot.
Exactly. They can engage or disengage it as needed, and they're always responsible for monitoring the system and making the final call based on their judgment and experience.
It's like having an extra set of hands, but the pilot is still the captain of the ship. I'm also curious about how all the classic instruments in the cockpit, you know, the analog dials and gauges, work alongside these modern digital systems. It seems like a big leap from old school to high tech.
It is, and it's pretty fascinating. Modern cockpits are actually a blend of both. You've got those traditional analog instruments alongside these sophisticated digital displays, providing pilots with a wealth of information.
So pilots have to be able to interpret both types of data.
Absolutely. Especially during emergencies when they might have to rely on those backup instruments, it definitely takes some serious mental agility.
It sounds like the learning never really stops in aviation.
You're absolutely right. One of the things that makes aviation so challenging and so rewarding is that there's always something new to learn. And speaking of learning, let's shift gears to the heart of what makes a plane fly, its engines.
Oh yeah, now we're talking power. It's basically a controlled explosion happening inside that thing, right? How on earth does that work?
You got it. That's a pretty good way to put it. It's about harnessing that raw power of combustion to generate thrust. Imagine air being sucked in, compressed, mixed with fuel, ignited, and then blasted out the back,
Whoa.
Repelling the aircraft forward.
I think I'm starting to blast it. It's like a giant, continuous explosion pushing the plane through the air. But I know there's been a lot of talk about making aviation more environmentally friendly.
Right.
What's being done to reduce the impact of all that fuel burning?
It's a huge challenge, no doubt. Aviation is definitely a fuel-intensive industry, but there are some really promising developments happening with sustainable aviation fuels.
Okay, like what?
Well, for one, researchers are exploring biofuels, you know, those made from plants or algae.
Oh, interesting.
And they're even looking into the possibilities of hydrogen-powered engines. These alternative fuels could really make a difference in reducing aviation's carbon footprint.
That's really encouraging to hear. It sounds like there's hope for a greener future for aviation.
I think so.
But let's shift gears a bit again. We've talked about the forces that make flight possible, all those complex systems on board, and those powerful engines.
Yeah.
Now I want to know how pilots actually get from point A to point B. I mean, navigating up in the air seems a lot more challenging than just following roads on a map, right?
Absolutely. Navigation in aviation is a whole other ballgame. It's not just about plotting a course on a chart. It's a dynamic process that requires constant awareness of your position, altitude, speed, heading, and the ever-changing weather conditions.
So many factors to juggle.
Right. And pilots use all sorts of tools to stay on track. Sophisticated instruments, radio navigation aids, and even good old-fashioned pilotage, which means using visual landmarks to find their way.
Oh, so like using landmarks they can see out the window.
Exactly. It's like a giant three-dimensional chess game played at hundreds of miles per hour.
Wow, I can only imagine.
And then, of course, we can't forget about the air traffic controllers.
Right, the unsung heroes of aviation.
They play a vital role in keeping everyone safe and organized up there in the sky. They're monitoring aircraft positions, assigning altitudes, and issuing clearances for takeoffs and landings. It's all about ensuring smooth and safe operations.
I've always been curious about the communication between pilots and air traffic controllers. I imagine it can get pretty intense, especially in busy airspace. What's that like?
It's crucial. Communication is absolutely key in aviation. Pilots and controllers use very clear, concise language and standardized phraseology.
So there's no room for misinterpretation.
Exactly. They're constantly exchanging information about their positions, altitudes, and intentions. It's like a carefully choreographed symphony of voices, keeping that airspace safe and organized.
It's amazing how they manage all of that. And I imagine weather plays a huge role in all of this as well. You can't exactly pull over to the side of the road if a storm pops up, right?
You got it. Understanding weather patterns is essential for safe and efficient flight. Pilots dedicate a lot of time to studying meteorology, you know, analyzing weather forecasts.
Yeah.
They need to be able to interpret all sorts of data like radar imagery, satellite data, and pilot reports to make smart decisions about their routes and altitudes.
It's incredible how much goes into planning and executing a safe flight. We've covered a lot of ground so far, from the technical stuff to the operational side of things.
Yeah, we have.
But what about the rules and regulations? I mean, there must be a ton of them to keep everything running smoothly and safely in such a complex industry, right?
Oh, absolutely. Aviation is one of the most heavily regulated industries in the world, and for good reason.
Right.
A key player in this is the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO for short.
Okay, I've heard of them.
They set the global standards and recommended practices for civil aviation worldwide.
So they're kind of like the United Nations of aviation.
You could say that. They provide the framework for international cooperation, ensuring that aircraft and pilots meet certain safety and operational standards no matter where they're flying.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then, on top of that, individual countries and regional authorities have their own specific regulations and agencies that oversee things.
So there's a global framework and then more specific local regulations on top of that.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Otherwise, it would be chaos if every country had its own completely different set of rules. Tell me more about the regulations for aircraft and pilots specifically. It seems like a lot of responsibility.
Absolutely. Aircraft have to go through a very rigorous certification process to demonstrate that they meet stringent safety and performance standards. It's basically like getting a seal of approval from the aviation authority saying, yep, this aircraft is good to go.
I bet that process is intense.
It is. And pilots, too, undergo extensive training, rigorous examinations, and regular checks to maintain their licenses. The responsibility that comes with flying an aircraft is immense, so all these regulations are crucial for protecting everyone involved.
I can definitely see why aviation is considered such a demanding field. There's so much to learn and so much at stake. But, you know, we've talked a lot about the technical and operational side of things.
Mm-hmm.
What about the human element in all of this?
Oh, that's crucial.
I'm really interested in what's being done to address the psychological and emotional aspects of flying. After all, pilots are human, not robots, right?
That's right, and human factor play a massive role in aviation safety. Pilots are incredibly well-trained, but they're still susceptible to fatigue, stress, and all the complexities of decision-making, especially under pressure.
It's a high-pressure job, no doubt.
Definitely.
So how do you address those human factors and make flying even safer?
One of the most important developments in aviation safety has been crew resource management, or CRM.
Okay, I've heard that term before.
It's all about fostering effective teamwork and communication in the cockpit.
Makes sense.
CRM training really emphasizes open communication, mutual respect, and shared decision-making. The goal is to help prevent accidents that might be caused by miscommunication, fatigue, or even that tendency to fixate on a single problem.
So it's about creating a cockpit environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up and sharing their concerns.
Exactly. CRM recognizes that even the most experienced pilots benefit from collaboration and a supportive environment. It helps break down those traditional hierarchies and promotes a culture where everyone's input is valued.
That sounds incredibly valuable for mitigating the risks associated with human error.
It really is.
Now, thinking about the future, technology seems to be advancing at an incredible pace. What kind of challenges and opportunities do you see on the horizon for aviation?
That's a great question. Aviation is always evolving. One of the most significant trends we're seeing is the increasing automation of aircraft. Think about it. Advanced autopilot systems, flight management computers, technology is taking on more and more of the tasks traditionally handled by pilots.
It's almost like the debate about self-driving cars, right? If the plane is doing everything, do pilots risk losing their skills or situational awareness?
It's a valid concern and something the industry is taking very seriously.
I can imagine.
The key is finding that sweet spot, that balance between using the benefits of automation while ensuring that pilots stay sharp, engaged, and ready to take control if needed.
So it's less about hands-on flying and more about being a systems manager, a decision maker, a problem solver.
Absolutely. Pilots will need to have that deep understanding of all the aircraft systems, be able to anticipate and address potential issues, and communicate effectively with air traffic control and other aircraft.
It sounds like the future pilot will need to be a master of both technology and human judgment. That's quite a skill set.
It is.
What about cybersecurity? I mean, the more complex these systems get, the more vulnerable they could be to hacking, right?
You're absolutely right. Cybersecurity is a major concern in aviation. As aircraft become more and more reliant on sophisticated computer systems, the risk of a cyber attack is definitely a real threat.
I can't even imagine what the consequences of something like that could be.
Yeah, it's pretty unsettling, but the industry is aware of the risks and taking it very seriously.
Okay, good to know.
They're implementing really robust security protocols, you know, developing advanced detection systems, and constantly working to stay one step ahead of potential threats. It's a constant challenge, but a top priority.
Well, that's reassuring. So we've got automation and cybersecurity. What else do you see coming down the pipeline?
Another big trend is the ever-increasing demand for air travel. As the global population grows and more people have access to affordable flights, the skies are getting more crowded.
That makes sense.
This puts a lot of pressure on air traffic management systems, airport infrastructure, and of course, on environmental sustainability.
It's like trying to fit more and more pieces into a puzzle that's already pretty complex.
Exactly. So the industry is exploring all kinds of innovative solutions.
Like what?
Well, they're developing more efficient air traffic management techniques, designing more fuel-efficient aircraft, and investing heavily in those sustainable aviation fuels we talked about earlier. It's a multifaceted challenge that really requires collaboration across the whole industry.
I could see that. It sounds like the future of aviation is going to be shaped by this balance between technological advancements, environmental concerns, and keeping up with the growing demand for air travel.
It is.
But I'm also curious about the more, shall we say, futuristic possibilities. Things like supersonic or even hypersonic travel.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something we might actually see in our lifetime, or is that just the stuff of science fiction?
Supersonic travel has definitely had its ups and downs. I mean, it was a big deal for a while, but it never really took off in a big way.
Right. What do you think held it back?
Well, there were some big hurdles, like those high operating costs, you know, and the sonic booms, those were a problem because they restricted flights over land, and then there was the limited passenger capacity. But technology is always moving forward,
yeah.
And there are companies out there right now actively working to overcome those challenges. So who knows? Maybe we'll see a resurgence of supersonic air travel in the not-too-distant future.
That would be amazing. Can you imagine zipping from New York to London in just a couple of hours?
It would revolutionize travel, that's for sure.
It would, but what about taking it a step further? Hypersonic travel.
Yes.
Is that even remotely possible? Or is that firmly in the realm of science fiction?
Well, hypersonic travel, we're talking speeds greater than Mach 5, 5 times the speed of sound. That's definitely pushing the boundaries. It's a lot more challenging, but there's a ton of research and development happening.
Oh, wow.
Both for military and civilian applications.
I see.
It's still early days, but the potential is there to really shrink those travel times and open up some incredible possibilities for connecting people across the globe.
It's mind-boggling to even think about traveling at those speeds. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about something a little closer to home, or at least closer to our skies.
Okay.
Unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, they're everywhere these days. What role do you see them playing in the future of aviation?
Oh, drones are already making a big splash, and their impact is only going to grow in the coming years. I mean, we're already seeing them being used for package delivery.
Right.
Aerial photography, infrastructure inspection, you know, monitoring agricultural fields. But in the future, who knows? We could see them used for cargo transport, maybe even passenger transportation.
Wow.
And one area that's really exciting is urban air mobility, you know, using drones to move people around those congested city centers.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's becoming our reality.
It is. It really is.
The future of aviation is going to be a wild ride, that's for sure. But before we get too carried away with all those amazing possibilities, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, automation. How do you see the role of the pilot evolving in a world where aircraft are becoming increasingly autonomous?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
The role of the pilot is definitely going to change. I don't think it's going to disappear entirely, though.
Okay.
Pilots will need to adapt. They'll need to become even more skilled at managing those complex automated systems, making critical decisions in situations where the automation might not be able to handle everything.
So it's less about hands-on flying and more about being like a systems manager, a decision maker, a problem solver.
Exactly. They'll need that deep understanding of how everything works, be able to think ahead and anticipate problems, and communicate effectively with air traffic control and other aircraft.
It sounds like the pilot of the future will need to be a master of both technology and human judgment.
Right. A pretty powerful combination.
It is. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to ask you a big picture question. What advice would you give to someone listening who's maybe thinking about pursuing a career in aviation?
Oh, I'd say first and foremost, follow your passion. If you have a genuine love for aviation and a thirst for knowledge, this field can be incredibly rewarding. Don't let the challenges scare you. Embrace them as opportunities to learn and grow, and never stop learning. Aviation is always changing, always evolving, so be prepared to adapt, embrace new technologies, and stay ahead of the curve.
That's fantastic advice. And for those of us who aren't aspiring pilots or engineers, what's the biggest takeaway you hope people get from our deep dive today?
Well, I hope it's given everyone a better understanding of just how complex and amazing aviation really is.
It is.
It's a true testament to human ingenuity and our drive to push those boundaries. And I truly believe that the future of aviation is bright, with even more incredible advancements and opportunities that will benefit everyone.
Well said. It's been an absolute pleasure exploring the world of aviation with you today. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and insights.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, safe travels.